Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong? What if I told you that all the things that you believe to be impossible are, in fact, very much an ontological possibility? Reality is not what you think it is. It is so much more complicated, fascinating, and above all, it is terrifying. You see, we are at the fringe of the map, and there's more than just dragons.
I want to have my revenge. I want to call it my own, to make God's wrath my wrath. Maybe then I can have peace. But if there's one thing I know well, it's that that is not how it works. You flip to another entry. Huh. I've been on foot for days, searching. I still can't sleep. When I return to the outside world, will it be like nothing has changed? Will Gary, Dawn, and Sarah be like so many who have died before, gone forever? No. Not if I remember them. Not if I avenge them.
This is the grandfather's journal.
Another entry?
Is my deduction right? This is the grandfather's journal.
Yeah. All of these are signed off with his name.
You came down here looking for it. You didn't find it because it got you back at the house. Or you did find it and it followed you back to the house.
I keep reading.
Gary and Dawn, you hated it when I went on hiking trips like these. Too dangerous. Me, all alone out here in the bush. I hate how right you were and how wrong I am. I remember walking the old historical trail with Sarah. She was trying to clamber her way up a hill. I think she was jealous of how easily I did it. It was almost funny. The memory brings a painful tear to my eye, especially so when I think about the shadow I saw in the trees. Blink and you'll miss it. But I only had eyes for Sarah. She had her mother's legs, but the determination of a Walsh. Bad combination.
It was out on the trail. It didn't get you in the mines. It got them separately. Or peg them for it. How does it make its choices? What motivates it to pick the things that it thinks it needs? Why Jude's eyes? Why the larynx of a kind-hearted librarian? Why the lungs of a man with cancer? What determines what it takes and how it takes it? What have I got that it could take? Nothing good, I suspect. All right, next entry.
Gotta head back. Take the long way around. He can't know where I've searched. Next entry. Stop running off into the wild, you said. A man belongs with his family. I wasn't there. I couldn't help Susan, but maybe I could have helped you. I wasn't there to save you, to hold you while you died. Now I'll never hold you again.
Hang on. Susan.
Susan is...
his wife. I'm assuming Susan died of not patchwork man causes.
Her listed you, maybe in your research. Oh, actually, you know what? I'll roll to see if you, in your research, have figured this out or learnt about this. Yeah, her listed cause of death, you found it somewhere in a newspaper article, maybe. Her listed cause of death was cancer.
Wasn't that for Susan? All right, keep going. Let's go.
There's one last entry. I hate myself, but I won't hurt myself. Not while he lives.
It's a man. You wanted to kill yourself because you were not there for your family. The thing I don't know is how it chose the victims. Why did it seek them out on that hill? What did it take from Sarah? What did it take from Garrett? What did it take from Dawn? I know what it took from you. I know it's weak. But you never found it down here by the sounds of it. You went for a long walk. It's down here. I know it's down here. It lives down here. I think I need you back up to the surface and reassess. Worst case scenario, it follows me to get back up to the surface. Which is also the best case scenario. I have no chance of beating it down here on its terms. But if it follows me back up, I may be able to hit it in the face real fucking hard.
Right, I put the journal away. I now would like to take the lantern mm-hmm. and go to that big room to the right.
As you approach Witzcomp, you can hear from the big room ahead of you a soft and then louder and louder voice. It sounds like conversation at first, but then you hear dulcet tones of music in concert with the person speaking, and you realize it's someone singing opera.
Like a recording.
You can hear someone singing opera and music.
I keep going.
I will get you to...
Oh, can I recognize this tune?
I was about to say.
Hey.
That's academics, intelligence, and I'm going to give you your bonus for languages.
So this is like a lot of dice. Watch me get nothing.
Wow. Wow. You fucking called it, dude.
Nothing.
You got nothing.
I don't like opera. I like the tunes of Rodgers and Hammerstein. If this isn't that, I'm not interested.
You like rock opera and nothing else.
Yep. I like popra.
It's not in English. That's all you know. It's, look, you know enough to know it's probably European of some sort, but beyond that, you just don't know.
I keep heading into the room.
You enter in. And this room is another one similar to the last one with the bridge over it that you were walking across before. It's another like large excavation area. You can see like a half dozen tunnels going off in all sorts of different directions. This room is built on two levels. There's like the ground level, which you have come out onto.
Yep.
And then there's an upper level where you can see a cat. So the upper level is made of like a lip of rock. So the rock is a little bit more dug in on the second level. And that lip of rock supports a metal lattice of different walkways and such. There is a broken ladder that would allow you to access that, or would have once allowed people to access it. But it is since rusted and crumbled away. It is nearly completely destroyed. There is like the top part of the ladder that just to say so, if you were to jump and be particularly athletic, you might be able to grab that top part of the ladder and pull yourself up.
Yep.
Alternatively, there is a elevator that does not look like it has been used in 50 to 60 years. So you do not know how well that one's working. But the ladder is not, it's not electrical, it's mechanical only. There's like a winch attached to
okay.
it that one would cycle through and then slowly be winched up to the second level. Additionally, you can see in this room, up one end, there was once a cave-in in this room, and a large part of the metal latticework has been destroyed and broken away. But in another corner of the room, there is a table with a white sheet thrown over it. On the table is a plate, a knife, a fork, what looks like the remains of a meal, and a big old-fashioned gramophone from which the music is coming from.
How clean is the tablecloth?
Very. It's immaculate.
How modern is the cutlery?
Do you walk over to inspect?
From where I am, can I?
You can't. No.
Basically, Adam, this looks recent.
From where you are standing currently, you can see that there is cutlery. That's it.
If that tablecloth were down here the entire time that these mines were closed, it would not look that white. That's new.
I walk down towards the table. Let's go.
You approach the gramophone? The table, I mean, with the gramophone on it.
I inspect the plates and the cutlery.
The plates and the cutlery, the plate looks very simple. It's just like a white plate, dinner plate. The cutlery is made of silver. It looks nice. And it has like an engraved, not like words or anything like that, but an engraved pattern on it. The pattern looks leafy and floral. The food on the plate itself is some sort of rabbit dish with potatoes and string beans.
Is it, has it been eaten?
You, now that you're closer as well, you can see the wall behind the table. The wall behind the table has a dusty, raggedy looking picture, a painting hung upon it. It would be, so if you were sitting at the table, knife and fork in hand.
I'd be looking at the painting.
You'd be staring straight at the painting as the music plays.
Is the food empty?
Is what food empty?
Is the food been eaten? Is it like leftovers?
It's half eaten.
Someone was interrupted.
I'll get you to make a academics intelligence roll as well to know the painting.
All right. Considering how well I went with the fucking music before.
I know, it was very funny.
Just no good.
One success. The painting is, I'll look it up for you. But if everyone at home would like to look it up.
Yes.
The painting is by a Spanish artist called Francisco Goya. The painting itself is called Saturn Devouring His Son.
Yeah, no, I know the painting. I know the painting you mean. I don't even need to look at it. I know exactly the one it is. It's the one of him eating the... Mm-hmm.
You also know that this painting went missing quite a while ago. Would have gone missing sometime in the 1850s. So this painting was originally painted onto the artist's own wall, but then it was taken off the wall and put onto a painting. The painting was then just stolen.
I rest the back of my hand on the food. How hot is it?
It's warm.
I take off my jacket. I hang it on the back of the chair. I put my baseball bat down. I sit down and I started eating the food.
All right. Well, you finished the dish. This is the nicest meal you've had in years.
Wonderful. I take out the journal of my own notebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I write.
Oh, there's a glass of wine here as well. No, it wouldn't be a glass. It'd be a goblet of wine. The goblet is made of silver as well and is finely inlaid like the knife and fork are.
What's the wine? Is it good wine, Adam?
It's a lovely wine.
Oh, what a delicious, drop of wine. But no, I won't imbibe. I'm in a tunnel. That was delicious. I take my notepad out of my pocket and my pen, and I write my compliments to the chef. Fold a bit of paper up, put it on the plate.
Okay.
Lift the needle off the record.
All right.
I'm assuming it's now silent.
Yep.
I look at the record. Can I see the name of what it is on it?
Yes, you can. I'll allow you another roll. One, two, three successes. All of them re-rolls. Good job. Four successes now with another re-roll. Five successes. Another exceptional success. You're like, oh, wait, I remember this. This opera is called La Tragica Policia. The play is about a police detective who goes in search of a serial killer and is himself killed in turn by the serial killer.
It knows I'm in town. It knows I've been in town for a while.
Well, there's a lovely taste in music too.
I search the area for the surrounding area for any more clues, anything at all. Footprints.
That would be a investigation wits. So your investigation is 3, your wits is 2. That's 5 in total. No successes, unfortunately. You spend maybe 15, 20 minutes fruitlessly searching. I'm also going to get you to make a wits resolve check.
Just in general?
Yeah.
You
can see that the lantern you are using, the light is beginning to burn low.
I decide that I should head back. Or are there other lanterns down here?
No, there are no lanterns here.
That's right. I decide... All right, I've checked this area. I could go upstairs. My lantern's about to go dark. I do have the other flare, but then that would leave me with just the lantern, no flare. And I'm going to inspect. No, I think... I feel like there's more to search in this room, but I do not trust that elevator. Fuck it. All right, let's go to the elevator.
You clamber onto the elevator. It's big enough to fit maybe 5 people maximum. It's not very big.
It hasn't been used in years, though.
You inspect it with the lantern. That would be a crafts wits check, which is a chance die. No success, unfortunately. Or wait, well, you need a zero as a success on that one. You don't get a zero. So you're just not an expert in mechanical operation. You don't know how well maintained this device is.
The cables are still there.
Cables are still there.
Great.
It looks like everything's in place. The mechanism itself is simple enough. It's like a bike. It looks similar to a bike pedal. It's got at least a similar type of action.
I'd like to climb the cable.
Oh, climb the cable. All right. I'm going to make that a strength athletics check minus one because it is greased.
Okay.
So that would be, I think, once again, a chance die for you.
It is. Huh.
Unfortunately, no success.
Can't get a grip on it.
Yeah, you just can't get a grip. You keep slipping down. I will, if you want, this is a rule that can occasionally be used in a world of darkness. I will allow you to climb, nonetheless, for a penalty. I get to pick the penalty.
All right, fuck it. I'll climb.
As you're climbing, you lose your hands and then arms are greased. You lose purchase on the lantern. It falls and shatters on the elevator below. It is broken.
And pitch dark.
Yes, but you get to the top.
Great. Excellent. I take a photo at the top.
All right.
I've still got that other flare, but I'm going to save that because I need to get out of here. And I didn't count steps into this room.
All right. Wits comp. The room does not look noticeably changed since you last saw it.
I light the flare.
The flare does not cast nearly as much light as the lantern. It casts maybe, I'd say, 15 meters in all directions. It's not that big a light.
But I can now see this second level.
You can, yeah, you can navigate the second level without fear of falling.
Oh, good. Let's have a wander. I want to have a explore through this second level.
I'll get you to make a investigation wits check.
I'm going to count my steps from the lift shaft, though, along here, knowing that I only have this flare.
In your search, you discover one of the tunnels. So there are, like I said, there were half a dozen tunnels in this room leading off into darkness. All of them, when you peer down them, all of them seem to be further mining shafts. Half of those dozen are caved in already. So only three of them are actually passageways that might lead anywhere. Of those three that might lead anywhere, you can see from one of them, there is a light at the end.
Hmm.
And in addition to that, you see that there is a makeshift kitchen set up here. There's a proper stovetop. The stovetop looks like it's been brought here from somewhere else. And there's a preparation area for food. The preparation area for food is where you make a grisly discovery. There's an ice box of sorts. And when you open the ice box, you find that it is filled with the dismembered and chopped parts of various bodies. Some of them are, most of them are local wildlife, but you definitely see a human arm mixed in with kangaroo, wallaby,
how old is the arm?
And whatnot parts.
How fresh is the arm?
I'll get to that in a tick because first off, you need to make a resolve composure check to count your steps. And then you need to make a check to not throw up.
Yeah, not fair.
Do you have tolerance for biology? No, you don't.
No, I don't.
Two successes. So you do a decent job of memorizing the space. Then you need to make a, I would say, stamina composure check to not throw up.
This is six.
That's six dice, yes.
Come on.
You hurl.
Damn it.
Over the side of the catwalk onto the floor below. You hear the wet splat of your sick hitting below you.
What a waste of perfectly good food.
That will, let me mark down here because that is definitely a breaking point. Seeing something that gruesome is definitely something that you would consider, that would very easily be considered a breaking point that would potentially harm your psyche.
Oh, that is not good. Ugh.
Trying, like, covering my face, I inspect the arm to see if I can work out how fresh it is.
That would be medicine intelligence. So that's five dice for you.
Yep.
The arm looks quite old, really old.
Right. It wasn't taken recently.
No, the arm might be like a decade old.
I grab the icebox.
It's big.
I drag the icebox to the edge of the balcony.
Tip it off.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
All right. You tip it off. I'm going to make that a strength stamina check. So that's 5 dice for you. No successes. You spend maybe 10 minutes trying to move it, but you can't.
It's just heavy.
You could spend another 10 minutes if you wanted to.
No, I've only got limited light. I head down the room where the light is.
You head down that passageway.
I look at the compass. Am I going northwest?
You would be going true north.
Okay. All right.
The passageway turns and you see that there's a corridor that becomes a lot more stable. So like the walls and ceiling have been properly excavated out.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Doesn't look like a rough tunnel anymore. And then beyond that, you can see a room with a bed and an electronic light.
Like plugged into the wall?
A bunker light.
Oh, okay.
It's bunker light set into the wall.
Right. I walk in.
As you approach the room, you can see round the side on one of the walls, there is like a desk set up, like one of those old fashioned desks where, you know, it's got I don't know what you call it.
Yeah. Like a top
for
desk.
People who are listening, what are we describing?
You know, those things you lifted them up. I know what the word you're looking for.
It's like
for.
Got a shuttered thing on it. Yeah. I know what they're called.
I know exactly what you're, I know what it is. Like a roller door on the desk. Yeah. It's like a book garage.
When you see that, you get very excited and then you feel a snag, like something pulling at your, what pants do you wear? Jeans?
Nice pants. I'm a gentleman.
You feel something pulling at the hem of your pants. You look down and you see that you have just triggered a tripwire.
Son of a bitch.
You hear a metallic clicking sound and then 3 metal objects strike the ground around you. I'm going to get you to make a initiative check. You go first. What do you do?
Hang on.
Do you look down?
Yeah.
You look down. That takes a few seconds. And your brain slowly begins to comprehend that you were looking at 3 hand grenades.
Are the pins gone?
Yeah.
I can't. This
4, 3.
I smack them all over the bat into the room and jump out.
All 3 of them?
Yeah.
All right. That's going to be a weaponry strength check, which is 2 plus 1 for your baseball bat specialty. You have a specialty in baseball bat.
Come on.
You smack one of the 3 hand grenades off. As you're winding up for the second one, you realize you don't have enough time. You could potentially get a second one, but you just...
I'm not going to get the third.
You're just not going to get all 3.
I jump back.
All right. You're going to need to make a dexterity athletics check.
Hey, guess what, Adam? Chance die, baby!
It's even worse than that. Because you waited to jump, it's -3. So there's... Look, it wasn't going to matter, but... All right. You dive... And then 2 hand grenades go off right next to you.
Yeah, good. Good. Fuck. Oh, this is bad.
Click. The 3 metal objects hit. You look down. 3 hand grenades. You swat one away.
Yep.
You wind up for the second one, but you know you just don't have enough time.
Son of a bitch.
You leap. Boom! The last thing you hear or feel is an incredible weight pressing down on your back. And then you're out. You come to sometime later.
Oh, son of a bitch.
You have recovered that bashing damage, but you still are on 7 points of lethal damage.
I'm in a bad way.
You take -2 to all actions.
Oh, fuck.
You are partially covered in rubble. The passageway in front of you, or the passageway behind you, is collapsed. You do not know So you're half out of rubble. You do not know what half of you is facing what direction. You need to make a check just to get your bearings. So that would be a resolve composure. -2 is 3 dice.
Come on, Melville, get your shit together.
You are... So the space that you saw with the bed and the desk is blocked off. The passageway is completely caved in, it would seem, or at least caved in to a point where you're not digging it out today. Your legs are covered under rocks, and you slowly get bearing on yourself. You can tell that you're badly wounded, but you're not in a lot of trouble.
Okay.
You're definitely going to be walking with a limp. You are moving. Currently, you have a... It's in combat. You can get negatives, or physical negatives are called racks. So you currently have a leg rack,
yep.
Which means that you move at half speed, and anything that requires you, like use of your legs, any action like that, is at a -2. So, for example, if you needed to roll a check to run, you would get -2 for your leg rack,
yeah.
And -2 for your damage.
So
you would -4 to run.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere.
You're not going anywhere quickly.
Does the bat, can I use it as a crutch?
That's a good question. Highs or lows?
Highs.
Your bat is broken.
Hmm. Well, that's annoying. All right, Heracles, you got to get going. It's time to get out of here. You're above your pay grade, but you know where the beastie lives, so that's a start.
Did you bring salt with you?
No, I don't have my salt with me.
Okay.
I got a few other things, but no salt.
You can feel that you can feel the map case is broken. It's crushed.
But the maps are still in it.
They're still in it, but they might be a bit worse for wear now.
That's okay. That's all right. Compass?
The compass you just feel is... There's a lot of broken glass there. You can't see it, so you don't know what state it's in, but...
Camera.
The camera's destroyed.
I can't see.
Nope. You sure fucking can't, my dude.
I feel around the camera. Is the roll of film still intact?
No. No, you rolled really poorly there just then. I'm sorry. It's destroyed.
No.
I'm sorry, buddy.
It's going to be my proof.
It's not. No, it's not.
Yeah.
The world of darkness remains dark for another day.
All right. I stagger down the only corridor I can go down, I suppose.
You stagger for as far as you can, and then you feel the wall disappear, and you know you must be in that big open room again. You can feel it. It's oppressive. That feeling of like a big open space, but pure darkness.
Right. Well, I know from here I can count my steps back to the...
Mm-hmm.
Back to the
elevator. You make your way back. You stagger your way.
Before I do, there's that kitchen, right?
Yeah.
I turn the stove on.
You can turn the stove on, but it's a very old stove. It might have been taken from somewhere else here. It needs a source of fire.
It doesn't just light.
It doesn't have a clicker as part of it.
No, I turn the gas on then.
All right.
Great. I head towards the elevator.
You are wits comp. I would get that once again. That's at a -2. You stagger your way to the elevator.
Ah, son of a bitch. I didn't take it up. I scaled those ropes.
No, you did not.
I try to pull myself down the cable.
Okay. That's a chance die.
Oh, son of a bitch. Hey, Adam.
Yeah?
How'd I go?
So you fail.
Yeah, good.
Now, if you want, I'll let you get to the bottom, but something else bad will happen.
Fuck it, I've been blown up. What else can you do to me? Let's go.
What else can I do indeed? What equipment do you have on you?
Nothing, it's all broken.
Actually, you know what? I know what I'm going to do. So, the grease, you slip again. You fall and hit the bottom of the shaft. Unlike when you fell before off the bridge,
yeah.
You are hitting hard metal.
Yes.
There is nothing here to cushion in any way. You land on your... Instinctively, you reach out with your good leg, and that is the worst thing you could have done.
Fuck.
You feel the bone break.
Ah, fuck.
Both of your legs are broken. You have two leg racks, which means that your speed is 1. You have a minimum speed. Any movement-based physical rolls are a chance die. So, athletics... Jumping, climbing, running, anything like that, chance die.
Can I use the first aid kit and what's left of the baseball bat to make a splint?
I'd allow it. That'll take you some time.
That's okay. I'll do it. I mean, so much. My leg is broken, Adam. Both of my legs are broken.
You make a very poor splint. You have only shards of bat left.
Good. Great.
You're lucky you brought the bat with you, to be honest.
I feel for the tracks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you find them eventually.
Great. I follow the tracks back up to the room that I was in.
Do you mean the intersection?
Yeah.
Where you originally found the lantern.
And now I begin, that other flare's burnt out, I assume. And I begin counting my steps back to the bridge and then from the bridge back to the chain.
Crossing the bridge is a tough prospect with no light. You spend 50 minutes maybe getting across, moving 150 feet takes you 50 minutes.
Shit, I'm so tired, Adam.
When you get to the other side of the bridge, you can hear back from where the barrels are.
Towards me?
Something starts walking across the bridge.
All right, you son of a bitch, let's dance. This isn't how I go. This isn't how I go. Not today. Heracles Melville will not die in a hole today.
Does it keep coming?
It keeps coming.
Can I get a sense of roughly where I might be?
You're on opposite sides of the bridge.
Is it walking across the bridge?
Yeah. Melville, you do not feel very safe right now. Staring into the darkness, you see a pinprick of light. The pinprick gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until light is all around you. You are in a completely different scene. You realize you're having a vision. Your back is up against an overturned bus.
Yep.
Soldiers are surrounding you in non-discriminate uniforms. You can tell that they're soldiers, but they're not wearing the uniform of any particular country. They've got their rifles trained on you. You recognize this scene. It's your death.
What am I in the military uniform?
You are also wearing a military uniform identical to them.
No. This isn't how I go. This isn't where I am.
One of your sleeves is pinned up at the side. You are perfectly missing an arm.
Son of a bitch.
You're back in the darkness of the tunnel.
Fuck.
Not today, you ugly son of a bitch. I start trying to escape.
All right. So you turn around and start making your way back towards the switching station. You're using the chain to guide you, dragging yourself up along. I will say I'm going to make this a strength athletics check, and I'm not going to give you a penalty because you're not limping. You're using your arms to drag you.
Arms. That's two, Adam. I got two of them.
You do.
Adam, I'm going to lose an arm. For that death to happen, I have to lose an arm.
You get a success.
Fuck. Thank you. God.
You're making good progress along the chain.
I can still hear it behind me, though.
Yeah. You get to the switching station. You can feel the emptiness to your left, and you know that passageway that you explored before where there were the two legless corpses. You keep making your way using the chain to guide you. You're throwing yourself forwards almost. You hear at the other end of this passageway, at the other end of the bridge, and then the chain goes taut. Something with tremendous strength has grabbed the chain. Chink! Chink! Chunk, the pittons keeping the chain to the wall start popping out.
I pull for all I am goddamn worth, Adam.
All right, another roll. You have to let go and drag yourself along the wall because you are being dragged backwards by the chain. You get to the intersection again, the first intersection, and you fall forwards and splash face down into water. You feel an awful, horrendous, stinging sensation on both of your legs. This water is definitely full of all sorts of contaminants. You need to have a shot.
Yeah, shot. I need 20.
It's getting closer to you. You feel something heavy and metal fall on you, and you realize the chain has been completely torn out of the wall. Then you see lights again coming from further along the tunnel. Melville! Melville! Are you here? Are you here, Melville?
I'm down here. Careful, the chain's pulled out of the wall. There's something down here with me.
Two people with hard helmets, lights set onto their hard helmets, and with vibrant red uniforms appear from further along the tunnel. Their entire bodies are lit up. You're nearly blinded by the sight of them. You can see that on their uniforms, they have the letters S-E-S stenciled on, which you may know. You've driven past a couple of their stations.
State Emergency Service.
People who rescue people who get stuck in mine shafts and such.
Do I hear the breathing behind me anymore?
No. It's gone. Melville, is that you? Are you there?
It's me. It's me. I'm here. I look back down the tunnel.
In the light of the SES workers, you can see just an empty tunnel and the collapsed chain. And in that darkness that is being cut by the lights, you see a giant shape slinking back into the darkness.
I'll find you, you son of a bitch. I'll find you.
Then you fall unconscious.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.